Gerrymandering. What is gerrymandering? I feel like gerrymandering is a term that we all learned in civics class in high school. We memorized what it meant for the test, maybe looked at it again for the midterm, and then kind of forgot about it. Until a few years ago when we realized, hey, gerrymandering has made a big comeback, and politicians are drawing their own district lines and determining, you know, who gets to be in their district. And a lot of folks said that's not right, and they formed a group called Voters Not Politicians. They got enough signatures to put Proposal 2 on the ballot that would change how we draw the district lines in the state of Michigan. Davia Downey is part of that group, and she's online with us right now. Davia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So this is a complicated issue. It's a complicated ballot question. We've put a question on our Facebook page today asking people what they think of it, and one of the responses, and I thought this was a good one, something to think about, is the fact that she said, I just got my absentee ballot in the mail. I've got some research to do. So what's the easiest way to explain what Proposal 2 is?
Yeah, so how you explain gerrymandering is a really good, it's a really good start. But what we do in Michigan is currently the legislature is in charge of drawing the lines every 10 years. So the decennial census comes out, and then the legislature has these two committees that essentially draw the lines. And what we found is that over time, those lines have really been drawn to advantage one party over another. So what our policy will do is bring the redistricting process out from behind closed doors and ensure that the process is transparent, that it's citizen-driven, and that it's nonpartisan by establishing a commission of citizens who will decide how those district lines are drawn. And those commissioners are going to have to follow a strict set of criteria to draw the maps, and they'll have their own budget to hire experts to assist them in that process. Finally, those maps will have to be approved by consensus by two of the commissions of two of the major political parties that are serving on the commission, as well as at least two commissioners who do not affiliate with either party. Finally, one of the other things that the commission is going to be required to do, which is not part of the current process, is actually travel across the state of Michigan and ask citizens to provide feedback about their current district lines, as well as feedback about communities of interest and things that are important to be included into the maps. So what the process it really will do is open up that black box that we currently have no idea what's going on, what politicians' motivations may be when they're drawing the lines, and bring that out into the open. So transparency is one really big key component of Prop 2 that I want everybody who's listening to understand, that this is something that is really important to include in the process.
I think a lot of people probably don't know what their district looks like. I mean, people just know, you know, what district they live in and who they have to vote for, but they don't really look at the geography and say, and you know, St. Clair County is a great example because we have people that could live in Marysville, Kimball Township, and the city of Port Huron, three very close together areas, densely populated as well, but three separate districts.
Yeah, actually, that's really important as well. So what the legislature currently does is they draw lines for House representation, state Senate representation, as well as our House of Representatives delegation to Washington, D.C. So there's actually three different sets of maps that sort of divide and conquer us, essentially, through the current process by which the legislature is drawing lines. I actually live over in the center part of the state, and in my city, we actually have three different representatives for our city, and it's a very similar situation. So for us as residents of cities, we often looked at our friends and neighbors, and we're sort of like, that person lives two or three streets down from me. How is it possible that they could be in a completely different district? And the reason is that there's no reason, is that, you know, behind closed doors, when these legislators are there together and, you know, working with lobbyists and other moneyed interests to decide, you know, how can we actually put these lines in place so that they secure a partisan advantage for us for the next 10 years, that's the thing that we want to take out of the process. We want to open up the box. We want to make the process more transparent, and we want to make it more participatory. And so, you know, right now we don't really understand why those lines are drawn in a way where it might divide up a city or even a neighborhood. And there's plenty of examples of that all across the state, and there's just really not any rationale behind why that was done 10 years ago.
I think, Davi, a lot of people look at this issue and they say, okay, well, I agree. We probably shouldn't have the lawmakers drawing those lines. But who is going to draw those lines? And you've talked a little bit about it, that it's going to be randomly selected people. But what's their area of expertise going to be? In other words, wouldn't we be better served if we had cartographers, people that draw up maps and study population to do this?
That's a great point, and actually the commissioners are going to have access to those people. So so one of the things that we wanted to ensure when we were developing the policy is that people who live in Michigan, people who live in these cities and townships and villages, have a place on the commission. And so it was really important for us to think about, you know, having everyday Michiganders that don't have this sort of partisan, a partisan rationale to draw lines to advantage a political party or another. So that's something that we wanted to enshrine in the policy. So again, as you mentioned as well, the commissioner is going to be chosen at random, and also people who would like to serve on the commission can actually apply to serve. So I sort of liken it to, you know, just a regular committee that you might serve on at the city level. As I've served on different boards before, and they're not elected, but it's just sort of like, hey, I'm interested in that issue. I have something to say about that issue, and I'm more than willing to assist my hometown in creating a policy or advising the city council about that particular issue. So the commission is going to be set up much like that, thinking of sort of a like an advisory board, so to speak. But that advisory board or that commission itself, the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission, is going to have access to experts, people who work in cartography, people who work in geographic information systems, people who work in map making, and they're going to be able to utilize that as well as the feedback that they're receiving from the public to help them draw maps that are much more neutral, that are not providing any partisan advantage to either party of the major parties as they're doing their work. So they will have access to those people who serve in those kinds of positions already.
There's obviously support for this, Davia, because you got enough petition signatures to get it on the ballot. That's a big hurdle. But being a grassroots organization, you probably don't have a big well of money to draw from to campaign for proposal two. So how are you meeting that challenge?
Just like we did when we were gathering signatures, we currently have 5,000 or 6,000 people who are working as canvassers for the campaign, and they are still volunteers. So there are people that were activated by this campaign 2 years ago to, you know, ask for those 425,000 signatures, and those are the same people plus more that have learned about Prop 2, that have learned about gerrymandering, that have attended our events and said, hey, I can actually talk to my friends and neighbors, and they are currently out there right now knocking on doors. You know, how you have people come door to door and say, you know, this issue or that issue. They are out there doing just exactly that same thing. In addition, our grassroots fundraising has continued to be really successful. And so, you know, out of all of the ballot proposals that are actually on the ballot for this November, we outnumber the individual number of donations from regular citizens. Our average gift is about $60. And that's been something that we've been really quite proud of. We've also secured some support from other donors across the United States that are interested in the fact that we are taking something like this on. And so I think that we have a broad base of support. We have some of those major gifts that have come through, but we also have always remained a grassroots organization that has relied on volunteer efforts to make sure that this proposal passes. And I think that when people see these canvassers, that when the people see their friends and neighbors out there saying this is something that is good for the state, it brings more transparency into the process that has been closed off to us, you should support it. That is the most important thing that people can see about the volunteer effort that we've brought together.
Davia, how can our listeners find out more about Proposal 2? Do you have a website, social media, anything like that?
Oh, yes, of course. So you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter, but mostly people go to votersnotpoliticians.com to find out more. You'll find out the website is really easy to navigate. We have a very detailed policy fact. We have a very detailed selection of commissioners fact. We have a series of maps that we actually had drawn for us that show that the maps that are currently in effect right now are way outside the norm. You can sign up to volunteer. You can find out about new events that might be happening in your neighborhood. And so if you just go to www.votersnotpoliticians.com, you can find out everything that you need to know all about gerrymandering, how it's a problem in Michigan, and how we're going to fix it.
Davia, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you so much for explaining that and for the insight.
Yes, no problem. Thanks.
All right, take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.